now welcome David Small and Colin Strait to the front. They're going to read our readings to us.
This is Deuteronomy chapter 31. Moses continued speaking to the people of Israel and said, I am now 120 years old and I'm no longer able to be your leader. And beside this, the Lord has told me that I will not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will go before you and destroy the nations living there so that they can occupy their land. And Joshua will be your leader, as the Lord has said. Be determined and confident. Do not be afraid of them. Your God, the Lord himself, will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the presence of all the people of Israel, Be determined and confident. You are the one who will lead these people to occupy the land that the Lord promised to their ancestors. The Lord himself will lead you and be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you, so do not lose courage or be afraid.
Joshua 1:1-9. After the death of the Lord's servant Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses' helper, Joshua, son of Nun. He said, My servant Moses is dead. Get ready now, you and all the people of Israel. Cross the river Jordan into the land that I am giving them. As I told Moses, I have given you and all my people the entire land that you will be marching over. Your borders will reach from the desert into the south Lebanon mountains, in the north from the great river Euphrates in the east, through the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Joshua, no one will be able to defeat you as long as you live. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will always be with you. I will never abandon you. Be determined and confident, for you will be the leader of these people as they occupy this land, which I promised their ancestors. Just be determined, be confident, and make sure that you obey the whole law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not neglect any part of it, and you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. Study it day and night, and make sure that you obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Remember that I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord, am with you wherever you go.
Are there any Doctor Who fans in the house? Oh, good, there are a few of us. Jolly good. Well, I'm glad that there are a few of us in the house. And if you're not a Doctor Who fan and you don't watch it regularly, I'm sure you've heard of it, and I'm sure you know the basic concept of it. It goes right back to 1963 here with William Hartnell. I suppose there'll be some people that will remember that. And it goes all the way through to some of the more up-to-date Doctors, Matt Smith being the one at the end of the line there. And, of course, there's one missing. There's been great excitement about that, of course, across the last couple of shows, because it's been regeneration time. And Matt Smith has gone to be into a new character. So can anybody name that character? Who is the character that Matt Smith has now gone over to? What's the name of the new guy that's in the role? I can see all sorts of people from all sorts of different generations that know the name here. Let's come down here.
Peter McAuter.
Close. You got the Peter right. Malcolm, I know you're desperate to, aren't you? Come on then.
Peter Capaldi.
Capaldi, are we right? We replace that question mark with Peter Capaldi. Yes, there he is. And we've yet to discover what might be in store for us as Peter Capaldi takes on the role of Doctor Who. And the thing about Doctor Who is that it's been going for years and years and years. The faces of the Doctor have changed, but the mission essentially still remains the same, doesn't it? It's still about good and evil. It's still about monsters. The Daleks and the Cybermen come up fairly regularly, but there are some new challenges as well. But basically, the story remains the same, even though the faces change. Here's some more faces for you on the screen. I wonder whether you might be able to identify some of the faces that are here. These are distinguished and intelligent people. They go back to 1908, this first one here. We're trying to work out... there's a question mark at the end. Now, we're not talking about Doctor Who, but we're trying to work out who that... There's a space at the end. Who do we think that could be? We're not talking about Doctor Who, although I have to say, this person is a doctor. But doesn't come from Gallifrey, and I don't think has got two hearts. So anybody perhaps under the age of 20 who might think that they know who's next in line there? Somebody's waving at me really hard here. Come on.
Paul.
I think you might be right. It is, I think, if we get it revealed, it is the Reverend Doctor who? The Reverend Doctor Paul Beasley Murray. So a changing set of faces, a changing set of faces down through our history here at church, but the mission still remaining essentially the same. And today I want to suggest that as we go through life, things around us change, the faces around us change, the circumstances, our surroundings change, but still God's mission and his promise remains unchanging. He is the constant from which we can gain and take our lead and gain strength and encouragement and faith. At our last all-age service, we were talking about Moses. Moses was near the end of his time leading the Israelites, and he was talking to Joshua about the future. We reflected on the many uncertainties for the people of Israel, and we journeyed as they journeyed through the wilderness. You may remember Amanda being up here with a headscarf on and various sort of situations that Lou was talking to us about. And there were three points that John brought to us last time round, that change happens, that God is constant, and we are to trust God. Well, today, Joshua is taking over as leader. The new face. The face has changed, but the mission remains. And I think there's a message in it for all of us today, for us together as a church, for us as individuals, for Paul and indeed for Caroline as they move on and embark on something new, or for anyone else for that matter who's moving on and starting something new and maybe unfamiliar. You know, change isn't always easy. It can be daunting. And maybe we can have a little bit of a wobble when these things are happening. I'm sure that that was probably the way that Joshua was feeling. He probably felt overwhelmed. He just travelled for 40 years with Moses, and he saw all of the incredible and amazing things that God had done through Moses. He saw God use Moses to part the Red Sea. He saw God use Moses to provide water from the rock. He saw God use Moses to provide manna and quail. He saw all of these things, and then suddenly Moses is gone, and Joshua is in charge. Do we have any Manchester United fans here this morning? A few who will admit to it. You know, the legend that is Sir Alex Ferguson has gone, and now David Moyes is in his shoes. I wonder how David Moyes feels carrying on and trying to fulfil the United dream. But hey, you know, if you're a Man United fan, welcome to the real world of football fans. Those of us that stick with our team through thick and thin, through the ups and the downs, mainly the downs, but still we keep to the faith. Trust me, I know. But I digress. Back to Joshua. Suddenly Moses is gone and Joshua is in charge. At this point, God shows up and he gives Joshua a pep talk, a team talk, if you like. And Colin read that for us just now. God sits Joshua down and tells him that everything that had been promised to Moses is still true. Everything is still in place. It's there to be grasped now that Joshua is the leader. God is still going to give Joshua the land that he has promised, and there will be no enemy that can stand before Joshua and the children of Israel. I like the fact that back in Deuteronomy, God is talking to Joshua through the words of Moses. David read that bit for us, and it was what we looked at last time. And God says to Joshua through Moses, be determined and confident. But now in the first chapter of Joshua, God is speaking directly to Joshua, and he's using the same words, be determined and confident. To use a sporting analogy, if you like, the baton has been passed on, and Joshua has God's full backing and support, and God is now giving Joshua the team talk. And the same is true for us here at CBC. The baton is being passed on, initially to Lisa and to Martin, who can be assured that God's full backing and support. And I'm sure, too, they can be assured of our full backing and support as a people here. And there will come a time when that baton is passed on again to a new senior minister. We don't know when yet. We've seen pictures on the screen of faces from the past here at CBC. The faces change, but the journey or the story goes on. And all the time, God remains constant, giving full backing to his people and to his leaders. And as God gave this pep talk or briefing to Joshua, there are two things that Joshua needed to keep in mind as he began this new adventure as leader of the children of Israel. First, any strength and courage that Joshua would have was to be found in God alone. And then second, Joshua needed to make sure that his life was grounded in the word of God. So let's just take a look at those two points. Firstly, Joshua's strength and courage had to be found in God alone. Let me read to you again verses 3-6. As I told Moses, I've given you and all my people the entire land that you will be marching over. Your borders will reach from the desert in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the great Euphrates River in the east, through the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Joshua, no one will be able to defeat you as long as you live. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will always be with you. I will never abandon you. Be determined and confident, for you will be the leader of these people as they occupy this land which I promised their ancestors. There are six personal pronouns there that God's using as he's talking to Joshua. They're directed straight at him. He promises Joshua that he's giving the land to him. He promises that he will be with him wherever he goes. And most importantly, he promises him that he will never leave him or forsake him. Joshua had only to find his strength and courage in God. Why? Because God was going to do the work. There was nothing that wasn't going to take place in the life of Joshua or in the lives of the children of Israel that God wouldn't be involved in. Every step that Joshua took, every piece of land that he claimed, every battle that he won would be as a direct result of God working for him. Joshua could have strength and courage for what was about to take place because he knew that he had Almighty God already working for him. Can there be any greater ally than God? A little earlier, we were looking at the pictures of the way this building used to be with Grace. And back in time, if you like, as if in a TARDIS maybe. And they were momentous changes that happened. And many of you here remember them. I don't. But those momentous changes required, I guess, courage, determination, resolve, sacrifice, faith, and trust. At the time, it must have been exciting, but also daunting. It was tough. There was opposition. But look where we are now. Look at all that has been achieved. Things that have been done in God's name. Would CBC be where it is now unless leaders and people had held true to God and been determined and confident back then. And what about lands that we are marching into at the moment? They may not be literal lands that we're marching into like Joshua had, but it's all around us, isn't it? As we look through the windows there at the structures here and downstairs, we can see the boiling that is up. New lands, if you like, right on our doorstep. There's a sense of new land, new opportunities, which God would have us embrace and take hold of. CBC is in the prime location. We are the people of God in a prime location. The promises that Joshua had are true for us today, in this time and in this place. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Second thing that Joshua had to do, he knew that his life needed to be grounded in the word of God. Let me read the verses to you. Just be determined and confident, and make sure that you obey the whole law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not neglect any part of it, and you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. Study it day and night, and make sure that you obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, obviously, at that time, Joshua didn't have the full text of scripture that we have today. In fact, probably at this point, it's just likely that he had the law that had been handed down to him from Moses. But God tells him that being grounded in the law is absolutely necessary for his strength and his courage. Joshua would need to know the law inside out, backwards and forwards. He would need to make it the tool that he always went to when times got difficult. God made it very clear that Joshua was to know the law and to obey the law. And I think the message is clear for us too, isn't it? We need to be firmly rooted in God's word, reading the Bible regularly, paying full attention to it, acting on it in our day-to-day living. That goes for us as a church, which has seen the word of God faithfully preached down the years. And it goes for us as individuals in our own time, in our own place. The psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We find strength and courage in God alone, point one. But that goes together with being grounded in God's word, point two. And what is the result of Joshua finding his strength and courage in God and alone and being completely grounded in his word? The answer is at the end of verse 8. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, God's not telling Joshua that everything's going to be great and wonderful. There's no promise of easy days. However, the same things that were needed of Joshua are also needed of us. We must find our strength and courage in Christ alone. As we find our strength and courage in Christ alone, as we study his word and live by it, we will be able to face the challenges that come our way. Just as God promises he is with Joshua, he's also with us. We may not be going into new lands and conquering nations, but every day we face tough situations, difficult people, personal temptations. God promises he will never abandon us or fail to help us. By asking God to direct us, we can conquer life's challenges day by day, whether they be challenges of our life together as church or in our own personal lives, or as church leaders leading the people, or as people moving on to new things. To return to Doctor Who. We're on a journey through space, through time and space. We're on a journey as individuals and as God's people. If we had a TARDIS, we could go back in time, or indeed into the future. And we may see many changes. We may see changes to faces. We may see changes to surroundings. The Doctor is a Time Lord, but our God is the real Lord of time and space. And his promises are true. His love is constant. His purposes remain consistent. and he is faithful forever. And as for us, we are to trust our God. And God's briefing to Joshua, his team talk, his little pep talk, his battle cry, if you like, before he sends him out and on his way, is in verse 9. Remember that I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this story of Joshua as he takes over the leadership of the Israelite people, and indeed of Moses before him. Help us, Father, to be rooted in your word and to be determined and confident in you. And thank you for that promise that you are with us wherever we go. Amen.